So, the what do you know? I'm curious. What do you know about Kiddush B'Makom Suda? What do you know about that? And if you know anything what that means, Kiddush B'Makom Suda?
My kiddush, where are you going to eat?
You can make Kiddush where you're gonna eat. Okay. So right. So means it means that right, you can't make Kiddush seemingly where you can't eat. And why do you think you have to do that, Suzanne? Why do you have to make Kiddush where you eat? Or
Bring kedusha to the meal, the Shabbos meal.
So maybe you're adding chashivas importance to the Shabbos meal, right? That's one way of looking at it. Right? Another way perhaps of looking at it is you're adding chashivas to the kiddush by having it with the meal. I think there are two ways you can look at it.
Okay. Either, yeah.
Right, there are two ways you can look at that. So if you look at source 41, the Gemara Pesachim tells us the following. Gemara says, Osam b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis ha-kneses. So let's say people make Kiddush in Shul. Right? We have a custom, Friday nights, we make Kiddush in Shul, even though nobody eats there, presumably. So Amar Rav said, Yidei Yayin lo Yatsu, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Rav says that for the purposes of wine, they weren't Yotze. What that means is that let's say they for the Bar Pir Gafet on the wine, let's say they go somewhere else, to another house. They drink wine in Shul, and then they go to another house. The Bar Pir Gafet they made on in Shul does not cover when they drink the wine, let's say at home, and they'd have to make a new Bar Pir Gafet. It's not really relevant for our discussion. The next part is Yedei Kiddush Yatzu. The Rav holds, all you need to do is make Kiddush. And in Shul, and then you're Yotze, the midst of Kiddush. Shmuel Amar, Af Yedei Kiddush Lo Yatzu. Shmuel says, no, if you just make Kiddush in Shul, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. What does it mean? So Shmuel, Lama li l'kiddusha be Kiddusha. So according to Shmuel, why do people make Kiddush in Shul? So Shmuel says, Lafuki orcha bidei chovasa. To fulfill the obligation of Kiddush for the guests who come. The achlu v'shasu v'gadu be Kiddushta. And apparently the days of the Gemara, they were people who came to Shul, and maybe they had a room for them. They would sleep in Shul, not during the rabbi's sermon, maybe they would, but they would sleep in Shul. They would during they would eat and drink and sleep in Shul. So according to Shmuel, you would make Kiddush for the guest who would actually have their Shabbos meal in Shul. Va'az de Shmuel tameh, and Shmuel follows his reasoning. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says what? Ain Kiddush b'makom suda. Shmuel is the author of the position that you can only make Kiddush in the place where you're going to have your meal. Now, Savar b'nei hani mili mi bayis labayis. Now, we have to define two different things, by the way. It says Ain Kiddush b'makom suda. So we have to Kiddush. We know what Kiddush is, right? We have to define two terms: makom and suda. So, for example, first question is what's considered the same makom? What's considered the same place? So, savar mineh hani milu bayis labayis, abu makom la makom b'chad beis lo. So Shmuel, so the Gemara says maybe according to Shmuel, what it means ain't kiddush el makom suda means I can't make kiddush in one house, and then eat the meal in a different house, but from one place to another place, in the same house. That's okay. In other words, what's the makom mean? What does it mean in the same place? Does it mean anywhere in the same building? Does it have to be in the same room? So at least initially, we think it means as long as it's in the same house, it's fine. But Amar Lahu Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa, Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa said to them, the Bnei Yeshiva, Zibdim Sagin Have Kamina Kamei Deshmul. Well, there were times that I stood before Shmuel, v'nachis me'igra la'arav v'hadr mekadesh, and Shmuel initially made Kiddush in the roof, on top of the roof, and then he went to the lower floor and he made Kiddush a second time. So Shmuel seemed to hold that if you make Kiddush in two different rooms, if you make Kiddush in one room, and then you go to another room, then to eat, you'd have to make a new Kiddush. So. Right, so va'af Rabba savar ain't kiddush el makom suda. And even Rabba holds this position of ain that you need to have kiddush in the place of a meal. The Amar Abaye that Abaye said ki havina beimar, when I was in the house of the master, meaning Rabba. Rabba was Abaye's Rebbe. So when Abaye said, when I was in Rabba's house, hava ki hava mekadesh, when he made kiddush, Amar Lan, he said to me, te'imu midi, you should taste something. Dilma ada azliso l'ushpiza misakra l'chushraga, maybe when you go to your inn, you will, the light will go out, the candle will go out, v'lo mekadesh l'chuba beis achila, and you won't make kiddush where in the house where you're eating, uvikidusha tahacha lo nafkisa, and you haven't filled the mitzvah of kiddush, dein kiddush el makom suda. In other words, what happened here? Rabba, apparently Abaye was in Rabba's house. Rabba made kiddush, and Abaye was going to walk home, and Rabba said, no, make sure you got to eat something here. So you yotzei my kiddush, because if you don't eat something, you're not yotzei my kiddush, and then when you go home, just because you heard kiddush, since you didn't eat anything, if let's say the candle goes out and you can't see anything, you don't make kiddush that night, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of kiddush. So why do you, what's the reason why you have to make kiddush b'makom suda? So the Rashbam in source 42 gives two reasons. Reason number one, af yidei kiddush lo yatsu, kidefarishin taibe lekabe. So first of all, like, why, according to Shmuel, are you not yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush if you just make kiddush and shul without eating anything? Because ain kiddush ela b'makom suda. Because, right, kiddush is only b'makom suda. But what's the source? Just dichsiv, v'karasa la Shabbos odeg, and you will call to Shabbos an enjoyment. That's a little means, right? You should declare Shabbos an enjoyment. So what does it do with kiddush b'makom suda? B'makom shata korei le Shabbos. Vikaras of the Shabbos, whatever you call out that it's Shabbos, that's Kiddush. Kolomar Kriya the Kiddush, right? In other words, whatever your Vikaras of the Shabbos, whatever you make Kiddush, Shamte Odeg, that's where your Odeg should be. What's the Odeg? The enjoyment, which is what? That's a Midrash. So that's a sort. That's what's that? That's the Suda. The Suda, right? That's where you should have your Odeg, right? By the way, it's interesting, right? The Oneg means your enjoyment, the food enjoyment. We're going to see that some Gaonim and some Rishonim hold that maybe you don't have to have a full bread meal, maybe you only have to have other foods or other things. It's interesting, the source is Oneg, which is enjoy. Again, it's just an allusion from this pasuk, but maybe it's not, again, maybe it's to, here it seems like to add chashivus, to add importance to the Kiddush, not only are you making Kiddush on wine, but you're also making kiddush on wine and also enjoying the food of Shabbos. Maybe it doesn't have to be a bread meal. Maybe it could be something less than that, because it's just onek. So it's, in other words, you have kiddush declaring that it's Shabbos. The rabbi said, make kiddush on wine. And then Shmuel said, not only make kiddush on wine, but also the kiddush should also be makom suda. Inami, another possible way of understanding, as far as logical, midikva kiddush al yayin, that once you're establishing kiddush on wine, kidetanya lakama zochrei al yayin, as we learn later on, that you should remember it over wine, mistama al hayayin shebishas hasuda hukba dechashiv, that presumably was established over the wine at the time of the meal, because that has status. It's they're really the same idea. It's adding status to the kiddush. Okay, so we're gonna see. You see in the notes here, it says we're three different questions. What's the definition of a meal? What's considered the place of a meal? Is there a proximity in time? You have to have the meal right after the kiddush, or can you wait some time? So first question is the definition of a meal. So the Torah in source 43 says, what do you think we hold? Do you think we have to have hamotzi, or what do we do in shul when we make kiddush? Right, so at least Shabbos morning, right? For like, I don't think it's just our shul. I think many shuls, they make kiddush on mizonos, right? So it's maybe more of a liberal definition of suda. Maybe it says suda, but it doesn't really mean suda. It means add some maybe chashivus. So this idea of not requiring to have hamotzi, can be found. The source of that seems to be in the Gaonim, the Tor in source 48, or Chaim Siman Reish Ayin Gimel says Kasva Gaonim, the Gaonim right. That which we say that you could only have kiddush in the place of a meal, ain't tzarach sheyigmor shav kol suda. So you don't need to finish your whole meal. You don't need to have the whole meal. Ela afilo achol davar muat ushasa kos yayin shechayv alav bracha yatsa yedei kiddush. So what do you need to do? Eat something small. Right, the English translation is a small amount of bread. We can see it means maybe bread, maybe. Or you could even drink a cup of wine over which you're obligated to recite a bracha achrona. V'gomer sudasa makabacha, you can finish your meal somewhere else. V'davka she achal lechem o shasa yayin aval achal peros lo. So the Gaonim seem to say, just have a little bit of bread, of lechem. Then we have to see if this is mezonos, but it says have a little bit of lechem or drink wine, but not fruits. So a little bit of bread, wine, yes, fruits, low. Now, obviously, there are things in the middle, right? So Tosfos said on his commentary here in source 44, the commentary of the Gemara, Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, says, Ta'imu midi, nira, meaning, Dehainu ti'imas lechem. When he says that you have to taste something, right? In other words, this is the Tosos commenting on in source 41, where Rabba told Abaye to taste something so that he won't have to make case the light goes out when he goes home. So there it seems when he says taste something, what, taste anything? No, it seems to be taste bread. Can I read in Paragimel de Shuos? Can I read Enche Nito Midi? That people say, let's taste a little bit, and then they eat and drink. So vimo mine targima lahashlim gimel suudo shavas kibo besuka hainu dafka bisuda shlishis. So Tosus takes the view that, again, what's considered, you know, a meal here for these purposes? So maybe eating certain types of delicacies is sufficient when it comes to sukkah. So what he's referring to here, it's in the footnote 21. There's a machlokes between, there's a debate in the Mishnah regarding the halachos of sukkah. Do you have to have a meal or two meals every day of sukkahs for a total of 14 meals? Or is halacha simply that whenever you have mizono, or let's say a bread meal, or mizono, certain types of mizonos, whenever you have a meal, you have to eat in the sukkah. In other words, is it simply you can't have a fixed meal outside the sukkah, or do you actually have to have two meals every day in the sukkah? So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you actually have to have two meals every day in the sukkah. We don't hold like him, but within this position of Rabbi Eliezer, he says that you can fill the mitzvah by having mini targima, just delicacies, like a substantive food. It's a debate what mine targima is, but Tosu says that maybe you could have for shal shudas. Valobisudas arvis vishachris shem ikar kvod shabbos. So it seems that Tosu takes the view, seems not 100% ironclad, but it seems that Tosu takes the view that you actually, to fill kiddush makom suda, you have to have like a full bread meal. You have to have bread. You have to have a full bread meal. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says in source 45, in Aruch Chaim, Reish Ayin Gimel, Sa'if Hei, Kasva Gaonim, Hade Kiddush El Bakum Suda, the Gaonim write, that when we say that you have to have Kiddush in the place of a meal, Afilu Achal Davar Muad, O Shasa Kos Yai Chachai Vala Bracha, Yachi De Kiddush El Bakum Suda, that even if you, right, eat a small amount of bread, or you drink a little bit of wine, that you're chayav a bracha achrona, you fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush makom suda v'gomer suda v'makom acher. V'davka achal lechem oshasa yayin aval achal peros lo. So he simply quotes what we saw in the tour. Now, now we have to flesh out what this means. Does he mean bread only, or also mezonos? What does it mean achal davar muad? So we're going to see this. I just want to point out that before we get into details of what this means, like how much, like what can you eat? Because it's not 100% clear for the Shulchan Aruch what the Goyim hold. The Ramah in the next page, on page 83, the Ramah here writes, Ulefi zeh haya mutter lebohel ulesadak lishtos mikos shel mila b'shabes b'shachris im shosim kishir avodah galit latidok. So let's say you have a bris on Shabbos. So what do we do, right? Because part of the what in the when after the bris mila, so what happens? They cut, right? The mole cuts the area for the baby, and then we make a bracha, right, on wine. You say you make a bracha, and then you make a bracha on mila, and then you name the baby. So question is, the person who makes the bracha on the wine, does he drink the wine? Right. So what do you? What do you think? Should you drink the wine? Not drink the wine? What do you think?
Not so, if it's Yom Kippur.
So not if it's Yom Kippur, right? So they. So what do you do if it's Yom Kippur? By the way.
You get a katan.
You get a katan. So what's interesting is the Rabbah writes, even here you give it to a katan, because ein kiddush el makom suda, because you could only if you drink the wine, you have to also have mezono. So the truth is that what you could do.
Isn't it usually as soon as some
finish mitzvah
following?
So, but it has to be in the same place. So the truth is. So I mean, it happened to me. We've had a few brisim on Shabbos. So the truth is, I could have simply said Bar Pir Gafed, and then eaten like some rogalach or some cake, like I do normally. I have two cookies. They only gave me two or three cookies, so I could totally do that. I think when it happened last, I actually had a child drink it. The reason is because I thought it might be confusing for people because. I wouldn't make the psukim before, you say kisheshim or masasha. That would just confuse people. So I made this bracha. I had a child drink it, and then I did like a normal kiddush before. But the truth is, I could have simply, done that. I in the Pische Chuvos, it's not here in your book here, but he writes that what the common custom is. He wants to say, I think the common custom is they give it usually to a child, but you also could. What does he say here? He says he writes here that some say that you just make the bracha bar pir gafed. Oh, he says so again. So some people would have mezonos, but some poskim write that since the only kiddush on Shabbos is bar pir gafed. And if I were to make the bracha, the cup of wine, and the bris mila, it's not recognizable that you're doing it for kiddush also. So therefore, it's best not to have in mind to be yotze kiddush, but give it to a child and afterwards to make a bracha on a kos. But the truth is, if someone wants to, make mizonos, bring mizonos, it's probably also legitimate. But I don't think I did that. But okay, so in any case. But so now we have to see, what can you make kiddush on? So Mishnah Berurah spells out this position. Source 46. So what does it mean? You could eat muat. So in Mishnah Berurah, Or Chaim, Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Katan, Chav Aleph, Hainu, Al Kol Parim, Shir Kezayas. Okay, have at least of a Kezayas. Okay? And he says, and Sif Katan Chav Hei says, O Shasayai. So you have a little bit of food. We don't say what it is yet. A little bit. You eat a little bit or drink wine. He said, if you can drink wine, and that's called a Seuda. It's true that it just said if you eat a little bit, and maybe that little bit might refer to bread, not clear exactly, davar muat, right? The Torah quotes the Goyim, it says machalechem. But if the Goyim write that you can also be yotze a seuda with wine, because right, wine maybe can be somewhat filling, if wine works, then certainly grain, certainly one of the five minim, meaning, mizonos, or, a mizonos food, right, then that certainly works. Dehem chashivei tfei l'sudah Shabbos b'yai. So this is the source that we hold like this, the Shabbos morning, we make kiddush, and we'll have mizonos, whether it's cookie, cake, or if they have lakshin kugel. I get we don't have lakshin kugels on our shul, but any type of mizonos, whether it's cooked mizonos or baked mizonos, just to have shahakol is not good. He says avashechar shar mashkim, also beer or other liquids, afilim hayu chamardin, if they're like even if they're the wine of the province, ed yosef have b'makom suda, that's not considered suda. Delosarid halev kmo yain, wine has the physical properties to satiate you. And he says v'ay b'chadushi agon rabbi kiva eger v'tosev shabbos shochicho delakav rishonim edo yotzi dekiddush b'makom suda de kos yain. Wine is very weak. We try to avoid being yotze kiddush b'makom suda with wine. V'alkei nira, and therefore it seems she'ein lahakel b'zeh el b'makom adchak. You should only rely on wine under pressing circumstances. I remember, I'm not going to say whose bris it was, but I remember that someone had a bris for a grandchild on the holiday of Pesach. So they made a kiddush for the shul. So, that's wonderful, right? It's wonderful. What's the problem? Problem was everyone's machmer on gebruchs. It's a wonderful chumra. Except what? All the food was what? If you're machmer on gebruchs,
there's not going to be any.
There's no mizono. It's all shahakol. It was all shahakol. So the truth is, so it was very difficult. I was like in a bind a little bit what to do. I would tell all these people you have to eat some matzah, or you should. So some people who knew the halacha, they asked me. I'm not sure if I told people. I'm not sure how many people would listen, but you could be in that case where you're stuck. So there you could be yotze wine. They had wine. I actually made hamotzi, but that works. In other words, bread definitely works. Mizonos definitely works. Wine, it's brought down. We're not so excited about it, only under pressing circumstances. But not drinks, not even beer. And then Chaf Vav says, Peroslo, de chamisha minim nikra mazon. Because, right, Suda is mazon, that satiates you. So the five grades is called mazon. Right? Ve'yayin soda lev, and wine satiates the heart. Aval shar devarim afilu achal behem harbe eino chav shesuda klal. But having a lot of fruit is not good enough. Al kein ma shenogim leich lebeis chasado o mila ve'ein sham kistim achar kiddush rak minei megadim. Guessing they had a custom that they go to a chasan or I guess the house of a groom and or house of bris mila, and they had treats after kiddush. Ein lo litom sham klal, you can't have anything. V'lo sagi ma shemekane shosa kolakos. So even though the guy who's making kiddush is drinking revias of wine, if you don't, so he drank the revias of wine, so he's yotzei kiddush makom suda. But if what they're providing for you is only treats, right, and no mizonos, it's a problem. You can't eat. He writes here that if you turn the page, is that mahane rak lishosa atzmo v'lo lacheri, because this idea of if you're that the fact that the guy made kiddush, fine, he drank the revias of wine, so you can rely on that in the pressing circumstances. But other people should not rely on that. Cannot rely on. They have to have a suda. Now there is this. Now he does bring this one opinion. V'ine b'shilte giborim kasav. So there is this rishon shilte giborim da'af peros dai. It says even that he disagrees with fruits. It's enough. The kol suda shavas nech shavas keva. Then anything is considered significant. Again, it's a question, I think, how broadly you define the karasa le shavas odeg. The whole idea is to add chashivus to the kiddush. You add chashivus to the wine. You add chashivus to having an odeg shavas. So the odeg is with fruit also. Achdas ator shulchan aruch ikar. But the Torah shulchan aruch don't quote this opinion. Ach im cholash libo ksat. He's very weak. So you don't have the five grades. You can rely on the Shilta Gibor for the morning Kiddush, because that's not as significant of a Kiddush. The more significant Kiddush is the nighttime Kiddush, because that's right. The Gemara says, sanctify Shabbos, b'chlisaso v'tziyaso. That you sanctify Shabbos when you enter Shabbos, that's with the Kiddush at night, and b'tziyaso, that's with Havdalah. Shabbos morning is a nice add-on, but it's not as significant. So therefore, the Beinei Achronim write that you can be lenient if you're stuck for having fruit as welcome suda. V'alayla vada ein lismoch alav. But certainly at night you shouldn't rely on this. Friday night, the Shari Poskim will sphere lahu kavase, because other Poskim don't hold like this. And let me just finish this off in his next Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. Sifkon Chav Zayin says kashir da'ishi yishta shir revius. So how much wine you have to drink? Revius, 3 fluid ounces. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say shene yotze de kiddush welcome suda afil yishta shir revius. Revius is not enough. Rach tarach lishtos revius yai milvad hakoshel kiddush. You have the revius besides the cup of kiddush. Meaning what? You have to have kiddush b'makom suda. So you have to fill the mitzvah of kiddush and fill the mitzvah of suda. So for example, what do I do? Let's say I make kiddush, I drink my 3 fluid ounces of wine or grape juice, and I'll have my 2 or 3 cookies. That's a suda. So if you're doing the suda on the wine, so you have to do the kiddush, which is the whatever the rov revius, the 3 fluid ounces, the 1.5 fluid ounces. You have to have a rov revius. We saw a cheekful, we say 1.5 fluid ounces, and then have an. So that's the kiddush, and then another. Right, revius, which is the wine for the suda. In other words, you have wine for the kiddush and wine for the suda. So there are those who say that if you yotze kiddush but welcome suda, so it probably means have at least 5 fluid ounces kiddush and then suda. Right. So it's interesting again, just so you have all of the different gradations. Right. We have the kiddush welcome. What's a suda? The Gaonim say that it can count for even. And the Gonim quoted in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, mizonos work, bread works, and wine works. Achronim don't like wine, so that the highest level is mizonos or bread. The next level is wine, and then they don't quote fruit, but there is a Rishon who quotes fruit, so there are some opinions that you can rely on fruit. Pinene halacha, that's Rama Lamed, so he summarizes very nicely. He says, Ladasa Gonim, according to the Gonim, im ein mizonos makom kiddush, if there is no mizonos in the place of the kiddush. Okay, you could have 3 fluid ounces of wine. Because wine says shechu bishas adchak under pressing circumstances. You can rely on them. Kiddush alayla she is soda b'atorah, but kiddush at night, which is foundation for the Torah, yakpid habekash lishtos revius yain. You should be particular to drink a revius of wine. But no saf the sheer boli lugva. In addition to the amount. Of the cheekful, she tzarich lishtos kli latzitz de kiddush. Ushar shomi chol listapim b'shach b'shtias revius. So the one who makes kiddush has to drink a cheekful for the kiddush, and also then the 3 fluid ounces the revius, right for the suda. If I'm listening to kiddush, so the person who drank the wine for the kiddush, so that I answered amen, that's good for the kiddush. Then if I'm listening to kiddush, I only have to drink the revius, the 3 fluid ounces for kiddush. Avalim shama kiddush from a base akadah says. And if I heard kiddush in shul, v'shasam ad mitz, and I drink some juice, v'tam pachos mikazayis mizonos, and I tasted less than a kazayis mizonos, lo yatsu yidei chovas kiddush, I haven't filled the mitzvah of kiddush. V'lozu bilvad, not only this, el shigam avral divrei chachamim, I violated the words of the chachamim. Why? She'asu lechov lishtos with that kiddush. I'm not allowed to eat or drink before kiddush. Now, you can't eat or drink before kiddush. I heard kiddush. No, kiddush is only valid if it's b'makom suda. So if I hear kiddush, and I eat some candies, right? Or I eat some fruits, then I haven't been yotze kiddush, and I've eaten before kiddush, right? So, that was before kiddush, because kiddush only works if it's makom suda. Now, there is a stringent view, which is the Vilna Gaon, Kosef HaGaonim, Uvesefer Maiseh Rav, Kosef Shagra, Af B'kiddush Hayom, Lo Hayom HaKadosh, Ela B'makom Suda, Gemur of Lo B'minei Tehimo Yayin. The Vilna Gaon held that kiddush makom suda. Suda is a full meal, a full bread meal. So the Gra would not eat our kiddush Shabbos morning after davening, because he would say you need actually, or he would, but he'd have to have chalas to make hamotzi. And the footnote talks about Soloveitchik, who also wanted to have a full Shabbos meal, but he felt that maybe. Shabbos morning, you could be more lenient. Why can you be more lenient Shabbos morning? Because maybe we hold like the Gaonim. And even if we hold like the Vilna Gaon, the Ravid holds. There's Machlos, we saw this already. There's a debate between the Ravid and the Ravid. The Ravid holds that you can't eat before Kiddush. The Ravid holds that the halacha that you can't eat before Kiddush only applies at night, but in the daytime there's no prohibition. So if you hold like the Ravid, so then if you make Kiddush and you eat mizonos, so either if you hold like the Ravid, you did nothing wrong because it's before Kiddush, or you hold like the Golden, you did nothing wrong. According to that opinion, though, you'd have to then have another bread meal at home and make Kiddush before that bread meal. So that's the Vilna. So you have these, I guess we have all these different range of opinions. I just want to make a couple other points, and that is that, one second, there's a position of the Chazon Ish. Let's say someone's sick, and they can't have this food. So he said the best thing to do is to listen, hear Kiddush from someone else, and then eat foods that are permitted to you. But let's say you can't eat any type of mizonos. So there's an interesting position. Some bring in the name of the Chazon Ish that he was lenient, that for a sick person, like for a healthy person, so what's your mizonos? So that's what's your mazon? What's your seuda? So that's bread, or that's mizonos. But maybe, let's say someone's unhealthy, someone's sick, and they have a liquid diet, or only fruits, or only, you know, something that's not mizonos. So for him, maybe that is his seuda. So there might be a different definition of what b'makom seuda is for a healthy person versus a sick person. That's an interesting... Yeah.
I was wondering this all along, so this kind of touches on the same topic. There are people who are generally well, but have things like celiac.
Right.
Or things, like, they're not sick people, but they can't have a whole mizonot food group. Do they classify as sick for this?
Right, because so in that case, so first of all, right, they have oats? What can they have? People are celiac, they can have one of the grains, right?
They can have things that are gluten-free.
So
sometimes it depends. Some grains allegedly are gluten free, but they're not. Like even oats had some level of gluten in it.
So it's just much
less than like say.
Right. So the best thing to do, if you could find one of the five grains that they could eat, that's the best. If you can't, then they can drink wine or grape juice. If they can't, if they can eat neither. You know, the one of the five grains, nor the wine or grape juice. So then they should rely on the Shilta Giborim and have fruit. But that's what I would say in terms of the priority. First, try to find one of the five grains that maybe they could eat with their condition. If that doesn't work, then they can rely on the wine or grape juice. And if that doesn't work, then they can rely on the Shilta Giborim with the fruit. That's what I would say. Okay? So, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's a good question, because this is true. This definitely, comes up. So, okay. So, we're very concerned about having the place to eat the meal quickly after we make Kiddush. He doesn't give an official time, but the Ramah writes in Source 49, "V'tzarech lechol b'makom Kiddush la'altar," that you should eat in the place of the Kiddush immediately. Or your intent should be to eat it right away. You're not yotze if it's not immediate. It's not clear exactly, you know, what the timing is. The Mishnah Brewer writes in Source 50, the next page, V'lo yafsik, it's in Reishan Gimel Siv Katan Yud Beis, V'lo yafsik afilu zman katzar. Shouldn't even delay for a short time. So you really should try to... The Maharil writes that the reason for this is that it's not considered quote unquote b'makom suda, even is also not only location but it's also time. He doesn't define it, but you really should intend to, like, you know, you make Kiddush to wash, you know, shortly after that. There's not much more on this, but what's an interesting discussion is what's clear, the location. As you know, in Shul, I make Kiddush in the main sanctuary, and even though I eat my cookies in the main Shul, but everyone else is listening to Kiddush in the main Shul, and they're eating in the social hall. except those people who make kiddush themselves. But those people are relying on my kiddush, so they're effectively making kiddush, or they're fulfilling bits of kiddush in the main sanctuary, and they are eating the meal in the social hall. So the question, how does that work? So I'm not...
Isn't the shul kind of like one big room?
Well...
Because the walls don't go all the way through, we hear plenty of noise.
I don't know if hearing noise. There is an opinion that maybe
There's like gaps in the there's gaps in the wall that goes between between when the wall is there. There's gaps. It's not completely flush at the top and on the sides and stuff. It's not completely flush.
Oh, okay. So that's the quiet. What's considered the same room, the same building? So we're going to talk about that. So, you notice what I ask for all the time before we make Kiddush. You have to open the doors. Okay, so that's what I rely on. But we'll see. Let's go through the sugya here. So, the Rosh, in Source 51, the Rosh says that Rabbeinu Nissim Zal, this is Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. There's a Rishon called the Ran, Rav Nissim. This is Rav Nissim Gaon. The Gaon lived from the 7th, 11th centuries. The Ran, I think, is like 14th century. So Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, Zal Kasa, Begil Starab, Tahada, Bidin, and Kesha Malkum Suda, that which we say that you have to have Kiddush in a place where you have your meal. Hainu Hecha Shayyar Bedato, Bitchila Lechel, Bibako Bakiddush. That's where you have in mind initially to eat in the place of the Kiddush. Vishum Nimlach, Ba'achel, Bibako Bakher. That's when then you ate at a different place. But if you have in mind when you make kiddush that you intend to eat in a different place, then that's okay. So let's say it's Shmini Atzeres night. This is an Eretz Yisrael, where they keep one day, Yom Tov. So it's the night of Shmini Atzeres where they don't eat in the sukkah. But you want to sit in the sukkah because it's relaxing. So they're not supposed to make kiddush in the sukkah because it's a Baal Tosif. You're adding on to the mitzvah. So what they do, they make kiddush in their house and they eat in the sukkah. How can you do that? So he said, the point is, since you have in mind, according to Rishalmi, since you have in mind when you make kiddush in one place, that you're going to eat in a different place, that it's okay. So and on this, The Rosh says, it seems, on the surface, the Yerushalmi, Paleg Agamara Didat. It seems that this is a debate between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Again, just to make sure, for those who don't know, I don't know what people know, what people don't know, but the Mishnah was written in the year 200, and then there were two Talmuds. There was a Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. There's a Talmud that was written in Eretz Yisrael that was completed around the year 350, and then there's the Talmud that was completed in Bavel that was completed around the year 500. Generally speaking, the commentaries that we learn is mostly the Gemara that we generally learn is the Talmud Bavli, and the commentaries are generally the commentaries on the Talmud Bavli, but the Talmud Yerushalmi is still an authoritative source. But here, the Rosh seems to say that the Yerushalmi, which says that you can make Kiddush in one place and have in mind to eat in another place, that's going against our Gemara. But he says, no, Mir Yeshatarash, nevertheless, you can say, the Lo Palig Agamara Dita. No, it's all the same. There's no argument. Vahad mi demashma, demashma vi Yerushalmi deboel, tanar lishmul, haidu mukal mukal, kimo me ara leigra. The hachi ari bi Yerushalmi mi bais lasukkah. He says, where we say you can intend to go from place to place when you make Kiddush, that is like from the ground to the roof. If you intend, then that's fine. Avo mi bais la bais, vade pligi, but the Aboraim certainly disagree about from house to house. Kinnan Farish Begmar Didad, Shekidju Beis HaKnesses, Ulu Shmuel, Lo Mahani Tanai, Ulu Rab Mahani Tanai, Afilu Bayis Labayis. So the debate between Shmuel and Rav is only about Mi Bayis Labayis. Can you have in mind, when you make Kiddush and Shul, to eat in the house? However, according to the Rosh, there's no problem if I make Kiddush in one part of the house, that I can eat in a different part of the house. Or if I make Kiddush in the house, I can eat in the sukkah. Or if I make Kiddush in the roof, I can eat in the ground. So that, the lower level. That's the Rosh. So you can make this stipulation from different places within the house, but not from one house to another house. The Ran disagrees. The Ran is more stringent, and the Ran says, "V'ika man damar dechi." The source 52. Dechi itmar b'Yerushalmi dehecha shaya data mitchil lecha b'makom acher bahadi. That which we say that if you intend to eat in a different place or you make kiddush, then that works. Hani milim bais l'sukkah. That's from a house to a sukkah. Davele kibar lat ligra. That's like from the ground to the roof. U'mipina lepina the lo have shino kulehai. Or from, so that's similar to going from, right? So that's not considered that significant. I'm sorry. So he says that's going from the house to the sukkah. It's similar from the ground to the roof. The lo have from one court to another court also. The lo have shidu kuliha. That's not so significant. But from our Gemara, it says that's only, right, it doesn't work from house to house. So he cites, in the first paragraph, he basically cites the Rush's position. That if it's from house to house, it doesn't work. But from house, from roof to, from one part of the house to another part of the house, from one corner to another corner, from roof to bottom floor, that's all okay. Below to here, he says that doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't seem to make sense. Says the Rav. The chayvei d'aliyin kiddush dine mipina lepina can be bias labias leka lefluga bedayo. So he takes a very extreme view. He says that even going from one corner of the house to another corner of the house is just like going from one house to another house. There's no difference. The two debishlo miara leigra chazi adadi. He says, yeah, from the ground to the roof, you can see each other. So if you can, so maybe if you can see the area, then that works. About besukah milo askina and the beisol kan besukasa makom acher davali bais lebais. But from going from the sukkah to the house, that's like going to two different houses. Elavadi Yerushalmi peligav aran bigmar di danaktinan. So he says Yerushalmi argues in the Bavli. So what emerges from here is, according to Yerushalmi, it seems that you can go from the sukkah to the house, or from one room in a building to another room in the building. And there's a machlokas, there's a debate between the Ran and the Rush, whether the Bavli agrees to this. According to the Rush, the Bavli agrees to this. And the Ran says, no, the Bavli, Talmud Bavli disagrees, and we hold like the Bavli. So even if you intend to go from, you know, one area of the house to another area of the house, it's no good. And you have to eat in the place where you made Kiddush. How do we pass? In source 53, Shulchan Aruch says Ein Kiddush Shemakom Suda Uba Bayis Echol Pina Pina Chashu Makom Echol. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're going in one house, here one house means one room, and you go, you're going to see because if from one corner to another corner, that's like one place. I can make Kiddush in one end of my room, and I can go to another end of my room. And he says Shem Kiddush Lechol Pina Zu. If you make Kiddush in one corner, Pina Lechol Pina Acheres, and you go to another corner, Afilu Trachling Gadol. It's a big palace. Doesn't make it a big, it's called a large lounge, okay? Ain't no tzarech lachsel kash. You need to make a new kiddush. The Ramah says, and we bias the sukkah, chashiv kapina lapina. And so the Ramah holds like the Rosh. Here he says, if you make kiddush in the house, or sometimes it could be the flip side. Sometimes, let's say on sukkahs, you make kiddush in the sukkah, and then it starts pouring rain, and you go inside to the house. So you can make hamotzi. What about kiddush makom suda? That's okay. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Yesh Omrim shekol sheroa mekomo. Some say, as long as you see the place, afilu mibayis lechatzer, even from a house to a courtyard, ain't tzarech lachshel kaddish. You don't need to make a new. You don't make new kiddush again. As long as you eat in a place where you see the place of the kiddush, then that's fine. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, she'im kiddush b'makom echad, that if you make kiddush in one place, al das lecha b'makom acher, on condition to eat in another place, shaper dami, it's good. V'hu she'yu shtei mekos b'bayis echad, as long as the two places are in one house. K'gon mecheder lecheder, u'me'igra la'ara. So he gives two different possible ways to eat in a different place. If you can see the second place, right? And then The second is what? And the second is that is if you have in mind when you're in one place to eat in a different place. And the Ramayat, the last view where the intent is the more correct, is the correct view. And then the Shulchan Aruch says more than that. Im kiddush b'bayis echad, amanas lechol sham. If you make kiddush in one house to eat there, they end up having to eat in another place. Let's say you want to eat in one house, you have to move to a different house, then you'd have to make kiddush again. So the Yalkut Yosef says in Source 54, im hisne belibo mitchila lishanas es mekomo mibayis lebayis mecheder lecheder who roe gab. Kate, Mishamas Makomo Rishon, Yochol Lishanos Es Makomo Aflachat Chila Kol Sheyesh Lo Tzarech Bekach. So if you intend initially to change your place from room to room and you see the first place, you can change your place even ideally as long as there's a need for it. As long as there's a need for it. So the Rav Avadya Yosef seems to say that you really shouldn't do this ideally. If there's a need for it, then you can do it. However, if you look at the Be'er Halacha, this goes to what we do in our shul. So really, you really should make eat in the place where you heard Kiddush, unless it's a pressing circumstance. Because the Magid Avraham says that we're strict even from one corner to another corner, that you should eat in the place in the same corner where you make Kiddush. Even though we say we should be strict, nevertheless, we should be strict. So in other words, how can we rely every week at our shul? I'm making kiddush in shul. Okay, I see the place. I have in mind I'm going to eat there. How am I relying on that? It seems that it's only under pressing circumstances. However, he says, mihu im gam ruah mekomo. So he says, if both conditions are met, if in other words, if both you have in mind that you're going to eat in a different place, and you can see your original place, if both conditions are met, then ideally you can make kiddush in the original place. So b'di'eved, under pressing circumstances. If one of those two factors are there, then it's okay. But even lechatchila, so that's why, as long as you can see the original place and the intention when you hear kiddush or you make kiddush to eat in a different room, then it is okay. And just so if you see here in the English, in this book, The Radiance of Shabbos, so he mentions here that one who wishes to make kiddush in one room and eat in a different room must not only have this in mind while making kiddush, but must also be able to see the place where he made kiddush from the room where he'll be eating. If both these conditions have not been met, one may not switch rooms for the meal. However, if you did so and you ate your meal in the second place, you don't have to eat kiddush if at least one of the requirements has been met, i.e. you either had in mind to change the rooms or you can see the room. If there are extenuating circumstances, then maybe you can switch a second room if one of the requirements are met. If one may not make kiddush in one house and eat in another house, even if you had in mind to do so, it has to be in the same building. But I will point out, Dina, you're thinking about if you could hear, you could hear. So I did see, I have to see where I could find this here. But I did see there were some achronim who said that, he says, I'm not sure who this is. He cites the Shari Tshuva who says, it's not, you don't have this in a book, but he says, Yesh ha-mosifim chidish binyan zeh, shim haya im, she'im lo haya omeid sham b'cheder sheni, haya shomea kol ha-mekadesh. If you're in the second room and you can hear the sound of the one who's making kiddush, it's like you can see the original place. So some say maybe if you hear it, then it would be okay. But anyway, this is why, for example, when, let's say on regular Shabbos morning, I'll make kiddush in shul, and I have in mind, you know, people have in mind to eat kiddush in the second room, and they also could also see in the second room, they can see into the first room. And secondly, when, let's say, it's Sukkos, so I will not make kiddush for everyone when it comes to Sukkos. There's a whole big machlokas, whether everyone should wait for me to walk into the sukkah to eat, or they should start without me and make kiddush. I don't care one way or the other. But what I don't do is I don't make kiddush for people for them to eat in the sukkah, even though it says going from the sukkah to the house, but I'm still not 100% sure about that. If it's the same building and I can see it and I have in mind, so then that's good. If it's the sukkah, if they're going to eat in the sukkah, so only one of the two conditions are met, right? In other words, I have in mind I'll eat in the sukkah, but, well, first of all, I can't make kiddush in there anyway. I can't make kiddush, you know, for someone, right? So I can't even make kiddush. Well, can I make kiddush and then eat in the sukkah? Probably not. But I'm saying that I wouldn't make kiddush for people to eat outside the building. That wouldn't work. Right, so that's the difference. So that could explain at least halacha b'maisa what I do every Shabbos and Shul. Okay, any questions?
We're good? What if someone wants to make kiddush, like people come over, right, they make kiddush in the kitchen, but they want to go eat outside on the patio. They can't see it from there, but it's still the same.
Right, it's not ideal. I'm saying that's not ideal. I'm saying even a different room, it's a problem. Like even a different room's a problem. I mean, not ideally. I would say in the patio. I would say, let's say you're in, I think we take a liberal view of like a living room, dining room, you know, it's open. But if there's really like, it's really like a different cheder, maybe a different door to enter into like a, you know, even on the same floor, it's a potential problem. Again, if you have in mind, so bishas adchak, it's permitted. But if someone's going to eat in the patio, you should lechatchila recommend that they make kiddush in the patio, or like if you're having people over, you have like if they make kiddush here, you know, different stations. You have the kiddush station, the mizonos. But maybe you should say by the kiddush, you should put out at least some mizonos and recommend the people at mizonos there as well. Then they can have the rest, and then as long as they have a kazayas there when they make the kiddush, then they can have the rest of the food in the patio.
Like walk around with their plate, like.
Yeah, but they should have. Yeah, but they should have at least the mizonos where they make the kiddush.
Also, who has to have in mind, like in shul, is it enough that you have in mind that we're all going to eat in the other room, or do we have to say, "I'm going to eat in the other room"?
So I think it's pretty clear that you're going to eat. Since it's something that's common, I don't think you have to have positive intent where something is weakly. Like that's like an obvious. Everyone knows that. So I think in this circumstance, I think it's other times you might have to have intent. Like let's say you go to someone's house and you don't know the situation, then maybe I would say then you probably would have to have intent. I think in this situation with the kiddush, everyone knows they're eating in the kiddush room. So I think it's like it's an assumed situation that you don't have to worry about that.
There are some people who come home and they make kiddush again, even though they did everything properly.
Right. So the reason why they do that. Is because if you hold like the gra, and this goes to what Suzanne was saying at the beginning of the shiur, where she said maybe the reason I have kiddush makom suda is for the meal, maybe. So it might be that for the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal, you have to have kiddush, and so maybe kiddush makom suda really is a full meal, like is a full bread meal and not simply mizonos. Ah, so how can you make kiddush on mizonos before? Because you're relying on two potential leniencies. If one of the two is true, then it's fine. One potential leniency is we hold like the Gaonim, that mizonos is enough. And second is we hold like the Ravid against the Rambam, there's no problem to eat before kiddush. So you're relying on one of two possibilities when you're making kiddush on mizonos in shul, but still, just to be on the safe side, that maybe you have to actually have to have a bread meal, you make kiddush when you come home.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, everyone, have a wonderful night. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.